If you suffer from a severe allergy, severe allergies plural, you probably carry around what's known as an EpiPen. It's a device to inject the drug adrenaline into the bloodstream, and the aim is to negate the symptoms of a severe allergic anaphylaxis reaction, such as swelling and breathing difficulties. EpiPens can and do save lives. But currently, Australia is in the grips of a national shortage, and that's being blamed on manufacturing delays in the United States, which has seen the local manufacturer, Mylan Australia, rationing supply of the EpiPens, which has left pharmacies in regional towns and cities around the country completely out of stock. Anthony Tassoni is the Victorian President of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia. Anthony Tassoni, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning and thanks for having me on the show.
You own two pharmacies in Melbourne. Are you out of EpiPens?
Unfortunately, we are. We have been out of stock for a little while, and when patients and family members come in seeking stock, our advice to them is if they have an out-of-date or expired pen at home, providing it's not discoloured, they can still use that, but unfortunately we've been out of stock for a little while.
And pharmacies across the state out of stock? Have you got any sense of that?
We've been receiving anecdotal reports from pharmacies across regional areas and parts of the city, as you mentioned, that they are out of stock as well. And wholesalers who distribute the product have been out of stock. We are expecting stock of EpiPen later this month. The adult form should hopefully be on pharmacy shelves over the next week or two, with the junior product mid to late November expected.
What's the sort of percentage of people in Australia that need EpiPens? Do you know that? And how many kids, we actually have a junior EpiPen. How significant is the use of EpiPens amongst children?
I don't have statistics on the level of use, but it would be fair to say it's probably increasing the need to have an EpiPen device because of increasing prevalence of children having allergies, and as well with parents will be familiar that kindergartens and schools as part of an asthma an allergy management plan and sometimes an asthma management plan as well will need to have an EpiPen on stock for the child just in case there's an emergency.
So Anthony, what happens if they don't have an EpiPen, they can't get one at the chemist, there's not an out-of-date one at home? How dangerous is that? Is there any other alternative?
Thankfully, Mylan have got a contingency where they are providing some short-dated stock that has an expiry date of November. They are making that available to eligible patients who are in need of one. They can visit their pharmacy and the pharmacy can call a 1-800 number to get a pen to them urgently. In saying that...
How long would that take?
In saying that exactly to that question, we haven't been informed how long it will take for Mylan to get that product to the pharmacy. I only heard of this late yesterday afternoon, and it was as a result of media inquiries that I heard. So there really needs to be some improvement from manufacturers generally about stock shortages, the situation, keeping health professionals who are working at the coalface, speaking with patients, keeping us updated with what's happening, because there can be serious consequences if patients don't have these devices or for their family members.
So for people listening now, and there will be some in this situation, is there anything else they can do? The first thing they should do is say, okay, I need it urgently, call the 1-800 number. Any other treatment, any other possibility?
So the 1-800 number is 1-800-274-276. Speak to your pharmacy about trying to obtain a short-dated pen that will help tide you over until stock returns to normal levels, hopefully later this month.
Yeah,
so that's the first and most important piece of advice. As I said, if you do have an out-of-date or expired pen, providing it's not discoloured, it can still be used. It's certainly okay, better than nothing. And also, basic levels of first aid to attend to a patient if there's concern over a reaction and calling 000 immediately are the basic pieces of advice.
All right, let's go to what's caused this, because the manufacturer Mylan has blamed, quote, an unforeseen delay in supply from our overseas manufacturer for the problem. Do you accept that as a reason?
There can be a range of issues for manufacturing difficulties, but I guess from a health professional's perspective and the Australian public, we don't really find it acceptable, because they are the only manufacturers of a product of an auto-injector in Australia. There is no alternative. We don't have a backup plan for another auto-injector adrenaline injection for anaphylaxis reactions. So the Australian public feel as though they've been let down. Health professionals also feel a little in the dark that we haven't been kept up to date with the stock shortages, and really more needs to be done to make sure that we do have adequate stock, that shortages are reported appropriately urgently and in a timely yes. way.
And what about you don't have adequate supply, but are we being sort of kept over a barrel here? I mean, Mylan in America has been a controversial company. Last year it was widely condemned for hiking the price of a single EpiPen in the States by 400%. They now cost $600 each in the US. Here in Australia, they're $100 each or $38 for a twin pack under the PBS subsidy. Do you think that could be a reason we're suffering a shortage right now because stocks being diverted to more profitable markets? Have you considered that or looked into that?
It's a good question, and it would be speculation, Fran, if that's the reason, but it would be really disappointing if that's the case, and the Australian public and taxpayer deserve better because this item is listed on the pharmaceutical benefit scheme, and there is an obligation for manufacturers who do have something listed on the pharmaceutical benefit scheme and receive taxpayer subsidies that there is a supply guarantee.
And as I understand it, the shortage is still not being noted by the Therapeutic Goods Administration, hasn't been posted. Is that unusual?
That is a little unusual. There is a dedicated website for health professionals and members of the public to research and look up medication shortages on a dedicated TGA website. But interestingly, the EpiPen shortage isn't on there. But these sorts of things where if manufacturers have a greater obligation to report shortages and that we can be kept up to date from a health professional and members of the public perspective of how long these shortages are expected, when we can expect it back in stock, it helps people plan
yes.
their health management.
And it helps. I mean, this is life-threatening, as we've said. Is the answer here, you've said Mylan is the only manufacturer here in Australia of these auto-injector devices, is the answer to find another manufacturer and have more than one supplier, more than one brand?
We need to have a broad conversation on this.
Well, do we just need to have more suppliers? Is there another brand of auto-injector?
Not currently listed on the Register of Therapeutic Goods here in Australia, to my knowledge.
But one does exist?
Previously it did. To my understanding, it was discontinued of supply some years ago. So currently not available in Australia, but there may be some in other countries. We need to have a broad conversation with manufacturers, wholesalers, government, Department of Health, because we cannot have repeats of these situations, and medication shortages are becoming an increasing problem in the Australian market for other pharmaceutical benefit scheme listed items.
Anthony Tassone, thank you very much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Anthony Tassone is the Victorian President of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia, and we did contact Mylan for comment. They sent us a statement acknowledging the shortage of EpiPen Juniors. They added that this was due to an unforeseen delay in supply from an overseas manufacturer. And as Anthony told us then, stock, certainly the senior stock expected any day, and stock generally available by mid-November. Let's hope so.